Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged into GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Brace yourself at Grudge Inc. and Boone presents the first annual Invasion of Louisiana at No Problem Raceway. Saturday, March 9th, the classes include Louisiana's fastest True Street Shootout, 6-0 Index, 7-0 Index, and the Big Dog Shootout. Imports and motorcycles are welcome. And the first annual Invasion of Louisiana is looking for action. From Reggie Rabbit, Big Nut Racing, Blue Ice Racing, These Nuts Racing, Black Hole, Giant Killers, Kick Squad, National Racers, like Showtime Biz, DJ Grant out of Alabama, Mississippi Nightmare, 901 Bad Boys out of Memphis, Tennessee, and Dolomite Mike out of Georgia. Also, the Madisonville Boys are locked in but looking for any invading action. And JoJo LaFrance, one of the fastest people in the world, will be on the premises for the first annual Invasion of Louisiana. Run what you brung. Hope you brung enough. Saturday, March 9th at No Problem Raceway, 6570 Highway 996, Belarose, Louisiana. Admission's $20. Kids 10 and under free. Tents and tunes, $30. Gates open at 10 a.m. Racing starts at 2 p.m. and the track closes at 10 p.m. For more info, call Boone at 504-602-5817.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, okay. We can hear you.
Go ahead, Tracy.
Tracy, okay, we can
hear you
now. Okay,
sorry about that. I had a little technical difficulties. I was sitting up here talking away. Nobody heard me. Let me start out. We got any races that happened this weekend, somebody want to come on and talk about a race that happened this past weekend, push the one button. You know, we have upcoming events coming on. Come on, talk about upcoming events. We know some people have some upcoming events coming on right now, which would be Boom, Boom on Wheels. Boom Journey comes on and talk about his show. So, Boom, you out there, push the one button, come tell people about the invasion of Louisiana going down March the 9th. It'll be a good show out there in Louisiana. Following that, we have March 16th, Denton Dragway. As you know, Grudge 8, Texas Bad, back at is held by no other than Peanut from Showing Up Racing. Birdman is coming to that race to challenge Peanut for Grudge 8, Texas Bad is back at. So that should be a good race going on down there in Dallas under North Texas in Denton. And that will be March the 16th, followed by March the 17th. Some of the guys are probably no other than 901 Bad Boys Wit from Memphis, Tennessee area. They having a race going on the following day. Wit comes out here, a big supporter of Texas races. They're going to follow him back out there and do it again at Holly Springs on the 17th. Following that race, we have Summer at Bridge Wars going on March the 23rd. That's going to be going on at Dallas Raceway. So check that show out. And as we all know, we're getting ready to lock in. Got some guys supposed to lock in tonight. We got all Tom McDowell, all roads lead to Texas. We're doing it again, Houston Motorsports Park. We got Big Ball Factor with the fastest small box coming with Tony Boss Bynes to Texas to show the Hillbilly crew high going down. That ought to be a good matchup. I know Texas is going to bring a big punch. That should be a great race. Then we have Houston's own, the Tree Man, Want Revenge from who other than the Birdman, who happened to get away with the back tie. Tree Man hadn't been feeling too good about that because, you know, you hadn't seen the best of him, but the Birdman gang say they did what they had to do to win. So everybody is looking forward to that rematch with Tree Man and Birdman. Birdman get the back tie. Then we have locked-in races from Big Jake out of Dallas going up against a guy from Florida, Eric, coming down here to show this guy how to be done and say he's bringing three cars. He's not toting them for nothing. He won a race. Ain't no way he going to tow three cars down here and not get no race. I happen to see Eric out there, Lena, Mississippi. He looked pretty good. I'm quite sure Dion, James, and Troy and them want some get back. I believe Eric got away from them out there, and they want to show them that they got lucky. So we look forward to seeing a good race, a good matchup between Jake from Dallas and the Dion crew, the Blind Eye Killer Gang, getting some get back from that guy out of Florida. So all in all, man, we're looking forward to another great weekend going down in HMP. Then we'll go off into May, and as we get closer, we'll talk about it. Right off the top of my head, just to let folks be aware of it, we got Mac out of Dallas, ATI, at the end of the month, end of May, going down. We also have Alley Cat out of Houston at HMP. Got a Memorial Day weekend going to later May. So just to mention a few of those things, I want to bring them up. But before we go into tonight's topic, I'm just going to say this is what it is. The night topic is about What does the term grudge racer mean to you? What does the term grudge racer mean to you? Explain that to me. Who on your mind fits that definition? Who on your mind fits that definition? And if any, why? They can be a racer of the day that races a lot, or they can be a racer that you fit that fit the term of true grudge racer back in the day. You know, we want to know. Give us some names of some of the people who fit that. Have times changed that much? Is what we really can't see good grudge racing? Are people afraid? Do people not want to take chances? What is it? What's the deal? Class races. Do class races per se make great grudge races? We don't know. I heard it in both ways. People have different perspectives about some class races. They might be killer class races, but when it comes to the game of grudge and the high stakes online, some people think they don't fare too well. Why? Might be they nerves. They might not can take no pressure. I'm not sure what it is. I like to know if they make it. We like to know everybody's opinion. We like to be heard. We want to talk about it. It's an interesting subject. People from all over view it different ways. So that's just to set the tone for some of the things that we want to talk about. And I don't want you guys to forget the World Grudge Nationals will be coming up July 5th and 6th. Texas is headed to Rockingham, North Carolina, to be a part of this organization that we're putting together, the World Grudge Nationals, bringing racers from all over the country, where the stage is set for the action-packed grudging. The best of the best going to be there. If you're not there, you're going to miss one. You're going to miss a big one. It hadn't been done like this before. We're putting it together as we speak. Got teams out of Dallas, Matt Jones, Dr. Jekyll, and Mr. Hyde crew. You got Show Enough Racing and Tommy Dog. You got Roy James Twin, along with Big Dow and Tree Man, out of Houston. And any other group that want to participate from the Texas area, we're going to represent the state of Texas in the World of Grudge. It don't matter. You got a car, you can find a race. So Birdman and the crew, Batman and the crew, Attic and Horace and Turbo Chris and the crew, and all other Tony Thorne and the crew, all other grudge racers, anybody, everybody's important in this grudge game. Texas is going to Rockingham, North Carolina for the World Grudge Nationals. And we're going to show them how we do it here in Texas. Hill, Billy, and crew. If I didn't call your name, it's just because I'm not thinking about it right off the top of my head. But this event will be open to everybody. And we want to pack a big punch when we leave the state of Texas. Hopefully we go down there like we did when we went to Mississippi and had those Texas shirts on. Everybody know Texas came to represent. We want to group together. We want to travel. We will be having a charter bus leaving out of here. We will be coming up with details what that package will contain. I know this. The package will contain your bus ride up there, your hotel fee, and your entry to get in the gate. So all you probably will need once you pay that is your spending money and the money you think you can win or lose. Texas want to go and have a great time in Rockingham, North Carolina, July 5th and 6th is going down the rock. We coming. Now, with that being said, I'm going to go to the mics and see if anybody had a race this weekend or someone want to come on and talk about their upcoming event. I'm going to give them an opportunity to come on and talk about their race. The next topic, I would like to get full participation from the young from the old, from the middle. If you've been around girls racing, you've been around a class racer, if you think there's a difference, there's not a difference. If you think racers today are more gung-ho, or you think racers were back in the day were more of a true grudge racers, we, the grudge world, want to hear from you. Don't be afraid to push the one button. And if you got something on your mind, you want to lock some racer in, call them out. We're here to get it locked in on the show for any event that you desire to lock in for. The grudge people in the grudge community want to know, because we aim to bring action and grudge racing all over. I'm going to go to the lines now, Sherry, and see if we got somebody who want to come on and speak.
Hey, 832-9353, your mic is open.
Well, I don't want to talk.
All right, push the one button, take your hand down for me. Boom, your mic is open.
What do you say? I'm telling dog, Miss Sharon.
What up, Boom? How you doing, man? How you doing? Getting close. Boom is getting close. It's going to go down, huh?
Man, it's wild, man. Tell me, dog, man, these folks calling me all the way from North California, man. Somebody has passed the word, and I appreciate them for passing the word. And the reason why I'm talking about it on your show, because I want them to know, and I appreciate the word going viral. I'm doing a lot of viral stuff on the computer, on the social media. It was told to me yesterday that some guys out of Oklahoma told the guys out of California down on Louisiana as we going. So, you know, they got a big shootout, a street car shootout in Oklahoma this Saturday. So the plans are for them to leave Oklahoma and come down to Louisiana to invade the street car class, all right? Because, you know, we do have the fastest street car shootout belt coming our way, and the back half belt, and a motorcycle belt. So those guys, from what the California guys are telling me, and, you know, I want to emphasize to people how big Grudge Inc. is networking. This guy called me from California, Atomic Dog, and he didn't even know that Teo was the governor for the Grudge Inc. talk show. He never knew anything about the talk show. But by him calling me, I had the opportunity to three-way Teo so them guys can exchange numbers. Now, this guy, which is in Northern California, know what's going on in Southern California. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's taking time for Grudge to get out there. As a matter of fact, Teo had told me that he knew the guy, but he had never knew how to get in contact with the guy. And if people know this, Grudge Inc., it makes a big world a small world. But with that being said, there's a lot of action within the next week. A lot of lockups going to be going down, because I do know that the GT Boost guys out of Texas, if everything goes well with them in Oklahoma, they're going to lock in with DJ Grant. I'm locked in with Don Mack. And Don Mack has a whole hit list of people that he wants to get at, but, you know, that remains locked up. But, man, I can't say too much. I mean, I can't say enough about what the show is going to take place, man. I know the 901 Bad Boys are going to be in the house. The Madisonville Boys is locked up. Matter of fact, I have their money locked up. They are scheduled to race at 4 o'clock. Me and Don Mack is scheduled to run before dark. It's going to be all the way live. It's going to be all the way live. You know, it's going to be all the way live. So I can tell you, a lot of people have been emailing me and calling me about hotel rooms. They got hotel rooms 14 and 17 miles away from No Problem Raceway. For anyone that wants to learn how to get their room, all you have to do is log on to No Problem Raceway website. It's noproblemraceway.com, and they have a link to the nearest hotels in that area. But other than that, Tommy Dog, I don't want to tie your show up a whole lot, man, but I got people coming from all over the place. And those Mississippi guys, man, have been handling me real bad on these shows lately. But I tell you, down on the air, these Louisiana guys are going to go, I tell you that. You know, I can't orchestrate these guys to come on different people's shows to be able to hold up and talk up. But one thing I'm consistent of doing, I've been on everyone's show, and I've been talking about what these guys are going to do. You know, you let Big Joe tell it, they're going to abandon me come March tonight. But if you go on these websites, man, These guys are really, really getting it in, man. I do know, matter of fact, a guy named Chris out of Texas with the GT Boost and them, they're thinking about bringing at least 3 cars out of Texas. So, hey, you know, it's gonna be nice, Atomic Dog. And I can't say enough about it. I can't say enough about it. So, rather than me keep trying your show up, man, you know, and for all your listeners out there listening, my show comes on tomorrow. If anybody looking for action, it might be wise that you call a whole lot earlier on the show, because these guys are going to be locked and loaded on my show. That's going to be the ones, I do know D's Nuts going to be looking for action. He's already, I think he's locking up with a guy named Dante out of Mississippi with the Mustang. He's small block Ford, nitrous car. I mean, a lot of people want to get them some lock in, but this Wednesday, I mean, I could tell you pretty much Wednesday and Thursday are probably a good time to get on the shows and ask for you some action, because I do know I'm doing it tomorrow. The guys from out of California are going to call in tomorrow, and they're going to be looking for any kind of action. They got a bunch of turbo cars, and I was hoping that I could get a chance to speak with Mr. Ragtop if he's on the show tonight. See if, because Birdman is willing to give him, Blue Weiss is willing to give him a rematch. You know, he came to my show last year, Atomic Dog, and Blue Weiss got away from him because he did a big wheel stand. And I know he might be very interested in getting that rematch. But if he's listening out there, I'll be on mute, Atomic Dog, waiting for that callback.
Okay, Boom, and we'll see if you're on here. If you're out here, we can get him to push the one button and see if you get him locked in and see if you're ready to lock in for your show. I know you're going to have a good show. Go ahead.
And another thing, Tommy Dog, you missed my name for April the 6th, man. You missed my name.
Boom on Wheels will be in the house doing the filming. Don't forget, Boom on Wheels will be in the house doing the filming at Houston Motorsports.
No. Back up, Tommy Dog.
Oh, you
said
you're
bringing
that car,
man. You're bringing
that
car, right? You remember I got the yellow car, man. I got my street car. I don't know exactly which one I'm bringing to your truck, to your race, but one of those cars will be at your race. That's what I'm telling you.
Oh, so you come out here and you're trying to go down on somebody Louisiana style. That's what you're saying. I see you have your shirt on.
What I did in Atlanta. I played one play in Atlanta, and I went down on somebody and I really lit, but I didn't make no hit. I don't need to make no test hit, cause every pass I make is a deadly pass. So
yeah, I noticed you had your shirt on. You had that shirt on, and you said the reason why the shirt was shaped like the on the back of the shirt, you had the state say the reason why they shaped your state like a boot was what?
Because we kick ass. Hey, Tony Dog. I really hope a lot of y'all Texas guys come down here with y'all Texas T-shirts. Because I can tell you, Tony Dog, I have sold a many of Louisiana shirts. So I can tell you, I really have sold a bunch of damn Louisiana. Y'all can see a bunch of fucking Louisiana shirts floating around on the market tonight. I promise you, Tony Dog. So, hey, man, I mean, you know, the hype is only way. I ain't got to promote, I ain't got the hype, because it is what it is. It's going to be what it's going to be, Tommy Dog. But, hey, the Louisiana guys, I don't know if y'all on Facebook, but, man, them guys have really been engaging and talking about the NTZ website. I do know Miss Sherry is a part of that, and she probably seen a whole lot of it. So, but I tell you, man, at cyberspace is where it's at. I think that's a good part of the reason why Mr. Obama got in there, because he used the social network. And that's what I've been using, Tommy Dog. I do have flyers, and I've been passing flyers out, but I'm also using the social network also, Tommy Dog.
Hey, that's good, man. Do what you got to do to get the word out there, Boom. And, hey, we look forward to you having a great race next weekend. We're going to try to make it out there and see how things go. Hope some Texas guys can make it out there and bring their boots and kick y'all in the ass. And in return, April 6th, hope some of you guys can come back and get kicked in the ass again. So we're going to try to do it like that, but just let you know, hey, guys here in Texas, you know Texas is a state where the boot is, so, you know, we will be able to try to put a boot back up in that ass just as well as you trying to do one here in Texas. Okay, man. Hey, with that said, man, You, we're going to see if anybody else out there, Sharon, that got their hand up. They want to talk about a race or a lock-in, anything like that. Before we get off into this topic, we're going to give people a chance to say what's on their mind. Go ahead.
832-7466. Your mic is open.
You got that music.
Okay.
Is that in with that music, huh?
That was in with that music. They were more into the music than they were the show. Eric, your mic is open.
All right, what's going on?
What's going on, man? How you doing, man?
Good, just trying to get a couple things done.
Want to get a couple things done, you know. I was just telling the folks, you the guy coming out of Florida, bringing three cars out here, saying you're not coming out here to travel for nothing. You already got things locked in. You and Jake, y'all already scheduled to do something. Anything else you want to say?
Well, we have Jake locked in, and we got the Mustang that won the rematch. I forget what that guy's name was against our
Blind Eye Killer. That's Deion, James, and Troy with the Blind Eye Killer that you ran down in Lena. You coming out here to get him some get back as well?
Yeah, I'm gonna give him a chance to get some of that back, and then some extra. I have a Mustang on 28 small block, single carburetor, one kit, you know, all steel doors, power windows, you know, not all fiberglassed up. It'd be on 28s or 275s, no wheelie bars. I'm looking for something the same.
So if anybody think they got anything and want to lock Eric in, push the one button now. Eric said he's towing three cars. Everything he brings, he want to race, and he want to bet. So Eric just told y'all what he had. If we got anything for anybody around here think that they can challenge Eric, push the one button and let the man know. Texas, stand up. Don't let this man come all the way from Florida and drag nothing back without a sore ass. We want to let them know. They think East Coast got it all wrapped up. Every time you go to East Coast, they think that they're the big bad wolf when it comes to grudge racing, and they want to travel outside the East Coast. Well, Eric is making that step, headed to Texas, bringing three cars, and he's looking for a race. Man, the guy want a race. If we can match up with him, somebody step up and take that challenge on. Don't let that man haul all them cars out here for nothing. We're going to see if somebody push the one button. Eric, I want to talk to you about your third car. If you bring it out here, they want to lock you in. We just hang on, man. If you got anything else you want to say, feel free to say it. And not just hang on. We're going to see what happens.
All right, I'll be here waiting.
Okay, we got another caller that want to speak right now.
You don't have any more hands up right now.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about this tonight's topic, man. It's something that just, you know, just kind of keep popping up from time to time about these grudge races, you know. And I hear it all the time. I mean, I need to mute that mic. You got a lot of noise. Yeah, if you want to talk, I mean, I encourage people, you know, push the one button. We want to hear what other folks got to say. I like to hear from everybody. Everybody got an opinion for what it's worth. They have a perception of how they see it as a grudge racer. What they term is, man, you know, what is a grudge racer? What is it to you? What is a grudge racer to you? What is it about being a grudge racer that makes things so different from when people talk about a class racer? Oh, he don't race. He's just a class racer. He don't grudge, or if he come to grudge, I'm not going to bet my money on that guy. He can't take no pressure. He's just a bracket racer, a class racer, or whatever the term is that people use. I want to hear from you. The fans want to hear from you. Is the grudge racer today, is today's grudge racers any different from grudge racers years back? I hear two different conversations on that. I hear people saying grudge racers back in the day was a bigger, badder thing because they gambled. they take more chances than racists today. So it's not always somebody mute their mic, you know, it's not always about the size of the pot that make a grudge race a grudge race. It's not the size of the pot. It's about who will get out there time and time again and try to challenge. And if a person got a fast car, knows they got a fast car, which one of them races come back and always trying to take their challenge back? Who got heart, who got nuts, whatever you want to call it. Man, guys, push the one button. We want to hear what you got to say about the term of grudge race. Who fits that definition? Do we have any more? Right now, I listen. Birdman name is one of the hottest names in Texas. A lot of people put a lot of stake in Birdman. You know, we got some other upcoming races that people mention, but is it that Birdman just willing to take the challenge because he feel like they got the ups on everybody for whatever reason? I done seen Birdman take some calls. I done seen him make some challenges just to try to get a race. I done saw him do some different things, throw some different opportunities out there trying to make a race. I know, man, years ago, you go back in the day, man, guys sometimes, regardless, just because you go to that guy, they might race you just because they don't like you. They might race you just because you got a big mouth. Today, we have a lot of talking. What is it with it? What's the term grudge racing? How does it apply? Do we have that many grudge races today, or do we just have people with race cars coming to the track? What's the difference? I want to hear from you. Push the one vote button. Let's see what people got to say. Let's talk about it. Let's see if it's at time have changed that much. Have it really changed that much? And if so, why? Who was the gunslinger? Let's go to the line. See what we got. We got. There you go.
I'm going to try this out one more time. 337-9595. Your mic is open. 337-9595. Your mic is open. Okay, Tracy, they're not paying attention.
Okay, they're not paying attention. They want to talk. We got a full show here, a lot of people on here. I know guys on here have different perspectives about a grudge race. Guys, you know, hey, we want to hear. We need to hear what you think. I mean, what's the deal? You know, is it just one big bad king when we go to track? Or is it many people on many different levels? When I say different levels, I'm talking about a street car. I'm talking about a stock suspension car. I'm talking about a 28 or a 29 or a back half or a chassis car or a Promar car or a Brewer car. We got all kinds here in Texas. Who are the killer grudge racers? Have time done passed us by? Have the change done just got that bad? We got guys up in Dallas. When the season comes, I know week in and week out, guys up in Dallas, they study going at it. We got a few guys in Houston that study going at it. I saw on the internet, I believe it was the grudge running against somebody this week, and they both had some problems, but for some reason they engaged. Why is it much action going on at these tracks over the weekend at these events as it used to? What is it? Are we scared to lose, or is it grudge race? What is it? I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure. I don't have all the answers. Hey, man, I want to hear from some of you guys, man. Help me out here. Tell me, what's the problem? Where are the killer grudge races? What's the big deal? Hey, I mean, it's something that sometimes that puzzles you when you try to put these shows on about these grudge races. Help me out, somebody. Tell me what you think. What's the definition to you?
Phil, your mic is open. Go ahead, Phil.
What's going on, Tracy?
What up, Phil? Which field is this? Which field is this? Is this Black Back? Is it Black Back Phil?
Yeah.
What's going on, man? Phil, tell me something. When you hear the term a grudge racer right now and grudge racers back then, what's the difference, man? What's the definition? What's your definition of a grudge racer, Phil?
Well, the difference between back then and now is that a lot of people go to the track and they find out people times, and then they get scared if they can't run that time. But back in the day when I come up, you know, we really didn't go to the track that much. We went to the track sometime, but we didn't go that much. We mostly ran on the street. You know, we did a lot of real street racing, and you didn't know what nobody ran, and you just took a chance and ran, you know. But right now, it's like everybody, you got people going up in the tower, they got friends in the tower, they're going to give people time out. Well, that ain't real grudge racing no more, because you got somebody in there in the tower that's helping you out, that's going to keep you, going to save your ass. You know, back in the day, it wasn't like that. You know, it's just different, man. And then a grudge race is different between a bracket racer or somebody like that, because they just go out there and dial in and just do it different. A grudge race is going to let his nuts hang. And it ain't too many people down here in Houston that's going to let their nuts hang. It ain't too many of them. You know, they scared. They got good car, but they scared to race each other. When I was out there, and I will be back, but when I was out there, you know, I'm going to be at the track every week. I'm going to go park in the staging lane. I'm going to buck the track. I'm going to buck the whole track. I had a race with Frankie one time down at Porter. It was the last race of Porter history. And everybody at the track bet against me. Everybody at the track except for my little old clique. And I end up knocking Frankie out. And it just ain't like that. Frankie was a good grudge race. Now he done went on up to ADRL, professional-type racing. And I'm proud to see him, you know, go on up to know I cracked him in his ass once upon a time, you know. But it just ain't the same no more. It ain't the same. People
so,
scared.
So what do you think? So in other words, your take is, your position is, you know, grudge racers took more chances back then, and they're afraid to take those chances right now. You saying that. Then I also heard you say that, and this is twofold here, and I'm going to throw this out here because you said that. You said Frankie Taylor, and everybody knows Frankie Taylor. Frankie Taylor was a grudge racer back in the day, and, you know, you had an opportunity to beat Frankie Taylor. Now he done moved on to the professional level and raced on a professional level. So now he's considered a class racer. So I'm asking you, based on what you said, the difference here. Are you saying if Frankie Taylor was to come back and grudge race, he wouldn't be able to take the pressure today?
He couldn't take the pressure in. Shit, he can't cut no. He just got power. He just got plenty of power, plenty of horsepower, but he can't cut no light. He couldn't take no pressure. I hope he ain't listening to this, because he probably going to be hot with it, but, you know, I'm going to just call it like I see it, you know. It wasn't too many of them out there that can compare to me. You know, I can take pressure. It can't take no pressure. They can't take.
Well, you got people out there. I mean, look, we got some hell of some crash racers out there. They used to grudge race, and you saying, McCarty, they got used to class racing. That they comfortable with that. That if they came back to the grudge, they wouldn't do good. I mean, Frank was just one person. The Bad Niner got the fastest small tire car in the country, I believe, nitrous car. You mean to tell me if he came, he wouldn't make a good grudge race?
He not a grudge race. He ain't gonna talk shit. He ain't gonna stir it up. Back when I was out there, I'm gonna stir it up. I'm gonna have the crowd ready. I'm gonna have them excited. He not that type of person. You gotta have somebody out there that's gonna stir the crowd up. He not like that. He just gonna go out there and make fast time down the track. That's all he about. He not no grudge racer. It's a different breed to be a grudge racer, man.
I hear you, Phil. So, other words, I'm hearing this, and this is what I think. So, a true grudge racer, you know, he going to pack some swag about it. Not only is he going to pack some swag about it, he going to talk shit, and he going to have money and be willing to bet it and back things up. He bar none. A true grudge racer going to bar none. He going to make action however he got to do it. He going to try to make it go there. And that means if he a true grudge racer and he want to bring action, if a certain race come up, if he had to give something, he going to be willing to give it. If he has to ask for something, he going to be willing to ask for it. Some kind of way, that grudge racer going to talk shit, put his money up, and go to the line and try to get it on. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying a true grudge racer don't create enemies. You know, but it don't matter about you creating enemies, because they mad at you for the wrong reason. They mad at you because you talking shit and you able to back your shit up. See, a bunch of them, they ain't going to talk shit. They not even much shit talking, so they ain't going to make a good grudge racer. You got to be able to talk shit. People going to be mad at you. But that's what it's all about. That gets the hype built up. when people get all upset and get into their feelings and all this and that. That's what makes a good grudge racer. You know, they not gonna talk no noise. You know. They wanna be friends with everybody. They wanna make friends. You know, and you out there ain't got no friends.
I heard, I'm gonna say this. You from Houston, Texas, and there's been a lot of races back then and right now going on, and you see the difference of the grudge racer now versus when you was out there a few years ago doing your thing. I'm gonna ask you this. For the grudge world and for the people to where you played on your playing field majority of the time, who were some known grudge racers, legitimate grudge racers that you had out there and raced in your era?
Me.
And who else?
Let me see. Shit, it's really hard to say, man, because all of them would get.
That's a lot of right there. I used to come down to Houston, man, between Florida, between Dallas, between Baytown. A lot of races, man, you know.
Okay, let me redo that. All right. To me, Dallas has got more nuts than Houston guys. I'm from Houston, but them boys there is gonna race. They gonna grudge race. They gonna grudge race. Houston ain't really gonna do nothing, man. But Dallas gonna get on, man. For real, man. They gonna race. They gonna race every weekend. They gonna be racing each other. And Houston gonna sit around and make passes and then talk about the car ain't running right or something like that. They ain't gonna do nothing, man. They just ain't gonna do nothing. I mean, I ain't trying to down Houston because I'm from Houston. I know everybody in Houston, but we just talking about how it is, and it is, and that's just how it is.
That's just how it is. You put it out there, and you say it right now. I mean, you say it. I didn't say it. Jim Bill, the black bat, the ghetto boy, he's the one put it out there. He was the only true grudge racer in Houston, in his opinion, he was the best. And there ain't no more field black bat ghetto boys out there right now. Ain't no more on the other level. So, hey, we're going to go to the line and we're going to hear what some other people got to say. Somebody might want to come on here, Phil, and come back there. But we're going to go to the line and talk and see what some other girls racers got to say. Stand by, man. I believe somebody going to come to you about their comment. So who we got, Chad? Okay, she was in the private room, so we're going to see her. I see her hand up here. Sharon, who we got next?
Brandon, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Tracy?
What's going on, man?
Oh, ain't nothing much, man. I'm going to tell you like this. The reason girls racing is like this, because these boys trying to buy these races, man. They trying to race for all this money. That's going to scare the poor man off. We want to race for $500 to $1,000. That's cool. All that lock in 500 on 2500 and better. Come on, man. Everybody ain't got that type of money. That's what's killing racing.
In your opinion, do you think they're trying to buy the race instead of make the race, huh?
Exactly. That run off a whole lot of racing. And I agree with what that dude was saying about Houston a while ago, as opposed to all of them skirting each other. That's why that track is going downhill.
In some cases, I can agree with you, but I find it hard to say around here sometimes because some of these guys around here, they don't always want to bet a whole lot of money. Cause I know some guys down in Dallas, them guys go down there, man, they'll do it for $500 because they want to make action. So, you know, I know some races that you can go to Dallas about any time with the majority of those races, and man, probably from $300 to $500, or from $500 to $1,000, get you some action. So I mean, you from Dallas, right? But you stand
in Dallas,
right?
I'm from Dallas. Now I'm not saying it different because that's how we get out. Man, we got a little track down here called Yellow Belly. We go every Sunday, and you'll see everything you want to see. Because they not trying to race for half notes. You might get $300, $400, $500 race. They race all day long. Now you go to a big track, you might sit out there for 6 hours and see one or two races.
Right, guys, you go to the bigger name track, say this, and like you go to Dallas Raceway, you go to Denton, you go to Kennedale, you go to HMP, some of the girls track, even if you go to Evadale, you say them guys want to race, you know, they had a bigger track, a bigger stage, so they kind of want to take their chest out and race a bigger money. People like Yellow Belly, y'all go down there every week and get it on for whatever.
Get it on for whatever. I mean, but I understand where they're coming from, because the faster your car is, the more money you spend. But at the same time, if you're not going to race for nothing, it's mean, and you're not class racing, you're building it for nothing. You're not attempting to get none of your money back. Everybody know it costs about $200 a week, a day, to take your car out. You know, that's just, you know, your gas to the track, nitrous, fuel, whatever. $200 a day, roughly. Now, if I can race somebody for $400 and get my $200 back plus a little pocket change, hey, I'm cool with that. That's my $200 for the next week.
Go ahead, man.
That's about all I want to say, man. I ain't gonna hold up your show.
Well, I heard that, man. Appreciate you. Come on, what kind of car you got, Brandon? I hadn't heard that name from a Dallas here. What kind of car you got?
I got a Mustang. It'll be out in a couple weeks, but I'm from Chin County.
You from Chin?
Yeah, Chin County.
Okay, from Chin County.
Yeah, Chin.
Okay, man.
Yeah, we got a race locked in with Lil Timmy. I think he the boy raced the Grudge the other day, Sunday.
Oh, y'all got a race with him? Where y'all racing him?
Yep. And then on the 16th.
Then on the 16th? Okay, man, I should see that. I'll be in the house. I should see that. All right, man, well, hang on, man. Somebody might come on and might have something to say about that. We're going to go to the line, push the one button guy, give your opinion. We want to hear what you got to say about this Grudge. What's the term of true Grudge racing? Who fits that definition? We're going to go to the lines and see what people have to say. Push the one button, people. Let's see what we got to say. Maybe we can learn something. Maybe we can make more action. Let's see what we got.
Hello?
Batman, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, people?
What up, Batman?
Not much. I'm going to give you a true definition to a grudge race because I'm one myself. Man, I've been doing this 30 years myself. And I tell everybody, man, a true grudge racer, let me give you a definition for a grudge race. It's two guys going down the track, getting it on, and have an understanding. Whoever turned their wind light on, that's what a grudge race is. A true grudge racer is somebody doesn't mind going to the track. If it's every week or every other week, they're getting it on for any kind of amount of money. You know what I'm saying? That's much. The guy that just got to talking for me to understand exactly what he's saying. Some guys, they try to buy races, but I guarantee you this. Majority of the guys who try to buy races really don't want to race no way. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, guys pop off a mile. We're running for 5,000. We're running for 10,000. Man, I guarantee you, if you told them, well, let's go ahead and let's do it right now for 10, they couldn't come up with 10. You know what I'm saying? But there's some guys out here that will race for their kind of money. But those guys right there, usually, they have about 30 deep in their camp. You know, I can get you some fancy. Just like Hillbilly. Man, Hillbilly, they got a big camp over there. It's a lot of guys that's behind them with their car. And that's a good thing. You know, man, it's not hard to patch up 10,000 when you got 30 people deep in your camp. You know what I'm saying? When you got one or two guys that's in your camp, you know, yeah, it's kind of hard to do that. But like I'm saying once again, it's not about the money. It's all about having fun and being safe, you know, and bragging rights. And to me, you know, you don't take it as a job. This is something, racing is a choice, and you got to like it. You know what I'm saying? I just see a lot of guys getting racing because there's a lot of their friends in it, and they may not be built for this kind of stuff, you know. They just doing it because their friends are in it. And they'll be out in the next 5 months because a lot of people don't understand it's a lot behind being a grudge racer, you know, and a race itself. It's a lot of dedication. It's a lot of defaults. It's a lot of upset and a lot of other things that go along with it. You know, I just seen people build cars and they spend $30,000-$40,000. They think they're supposed to rule the world. But I guarantee you what, it's a little bit more to it. You know, man, running times and running these low numbers, man, they're not easy to get to. You know, people think 5-0s is easy to get to. 5-0s are not easy to get to. You know what I'm saying? I remember back in the day, Tracy, I know you can vouch for this as well. Man, I remember we never going to 5. You remember when you first broke your 5 barrier, 5.99? Man, at that point right there, you didn't know that much about racing, but you everybody goes out to the track, win, lose, or draw, they still have fun. They're not a bad sportsman. If they lose, they take it just as a win. You know, a lot of these guys, they're afraid to lose. That's why you get a lot of races, not races.
Yep.
Because
right.
They put their personal feelings into it. Hey, man, let me tell you something. Everybody know me pretty much around the circuit. You know what I'm saying? And I guarantee you, they ain't never seen me get upset if I lose no race. Man, I laugh about it or I just be quiet. I hear the high side because I know I can take the high side because I know I'm a good high side. You know what I'm saying? But that's what's wrong with a lot of these guys. You know what I'm saying? You know, they don't want to hear the high side. And the part of racing is just like wrestling. It's just like WWE wrestling. Hey, man, and 50% of it is trash talk. 50% of it is racing. And I enjoy both ends of it. Man, I can go to the track and just talk about some racing and have fun. I ain't got to race down a car down the track. But that is a real dangerous race to me.
Let me ask you this, Batman. You from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and you race up there, and you go other places and race too. Let me ask you this. Now, when we speak about grudge races and people that bring action, you got people, you know, hey, a few years ago, it was different. They brought action. Today, you know, for whatever reason, you hear some guy say it's about the money thing. I'm going to ask you, from your area, who are some of the legitimate, true grudge racers could you call? Give us the names out here. The grudge world
want to
know.
Man, I can give you some names right off the bat. Man, one thing, you got Galen. He's a real true grudge racer, man. That guy right there, I'm going to give you a good profile on him. That guy right there, man, he's a good racer, man. He don't mind helping nobody. He always support, you know, all the grudge racers. Really, if he like it or not, he's going to support the cause. You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. Let me cut you off. Let me ask you a question. Now, keep that in mind what you just said right there. Now, tied in your opinion, we heard Phil when he was wanting to go. Does a class racer make a good girls racer? What's your take on that? Remember what you said about Galen. In everything, there's an exception. But tie in, do you think a class racer make a good girls racer?
Man, to me, honestly, a class racer and a girls racer, they look different. I'm going to tell you the reason why. See, a grudge racer can go out, and he may not even have a race, but he may orchestrate a race, you know, while he's out there. And I went out to the races just to take my car or take, you know, the car I was driving, just to hope we can get a race. But a class racer is somebody that, to me, they really don't have a bunch of patience for that. That's the reason why they don't get into the grudge race. You know, they don't understand the terminology of grudge race. You know, some people feel like, okay, now you don't hear this yourself, Tracy. Oh, man, grudge racing is dead. No, grudge racing ain't dead. Class racing is what it is. No, that's not true. It's like I said, it's an understanding. You know, you and I know for a fact is most class racing is pretty much set up. Okay, they're going to race several cars that's pretty much close to where they at. You know, that's class racing. You know what I'm saying? But grudge racing is somebody who goes out to the track, like I said once again, and hoping that he can get a race. And if he doesn't, you know, he's enjoying the show. Or he's helping someone else. Or he's looking at somebody else to support the cause as well. I mean, that's the difference between a class racer and a grudge racer.
Okay. Well, let's go to the line. Just stick around, Batman. Let's see what some other people got to say. And we want to see. I'm just kind of interested. And I hear people talk about it both ways. Hey, Sharon, let's go to the line and see what somebody else got to say.
Let me ask you one question. Let me give you these names in the Dallas area that's real true grudge racer right fast, okay? You got Galen. You got Tony Storm. You got me, of course, okay? You got Chin. He's been around for a long time. Chin and Cap, they've been around for a long time. You got Game Over. You got it's a whole bunch of them in Dallas area. And one thing about the Dallas area, I can tell everybody else once again, that we got 250 grudge cars in Dallas alone. And I'm going to tell you something, it's not all about the money. Because there's a lot of these guys, they'll run for 300, 400, 200, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? They would do that just to get it on to have fun. You know, it's not about trying to buy no race or climb on 25. Man, most of those races come from when these events are happening. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is, a lot of them don't even come down to that. You know, some of them,
They said 5-on-25, but I guarantee you two guys get together, man, and they may not have the money or something go wrong. They'll run for less. They'll run for less, but that's all I have to say.
Okay, we're going to go to the line and see what some other people got to say in. And just stick around. Go to the line. Who got next?
Tree Man, your mic is open.
Hey, Trey, you can hear me?
Yeah, we hear you, Tree Man.
Okay, I'm on a high school bus, so it might be a little background noise. But
you went back to school?
Huh? Yeah, I went back to school. Yeah, I went back to school, man. I'm trying to send a little high school diploma. But then check this out. So like what Philip said, a lot of people going for the towel getting your time, you know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna say my opinion on what's really wrong with Good Race. I mean, compared to the old days, on average, we was at the track every weekend looking for some action. But now, we'll play a big part in it is the upcoming racing event. And I heard you say for yourself, say for that, I heard you say for, you know. Hold on, Trace. I'll come back.
Okay. Hey, we'll let him get a little noise. We want everybody to chime in on this. Hey, man, it's your opinion. It's what you think. We might learn something. We might, you know, hey, people, I heard different things. I heard the money, and I also heard your smaller bets. You got the racer.
Oh, hey, Trace.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, back where I was saying was this here. Okay, now you got all upcoming events. You know what I'm saying? So, well, back in the day, we had to go to the track and hustle some action for that weekend. Now, only thing, a person that got two or three races lined up for the year, only thing he's going to track for now is the test and tune. Why? Because he don't want to break his car and have to play a punk out or a lockout, this, that, and other. And, I feel like that got a lot to do with what's wrong with, you know, with Grills Race. I mean, that's just where it is, change of the time.
Man, so your opinion has changed at time. So, therefore, Tree Man, you've been around a long time. You know, hey, Phil was on here. Phil was saying, in his mind, you know, he was the really only true girls racer around. Do you have any difference on that, or who you think some of the true girls racers are, you know?
Man, I can name at least 10, 15 people that's a true girls racer. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to get on there and say, Tree Man is on a girls racer. Hey. What, 4 or 5 months ago when Phillip was on here? Yeah, we gave y'all, you know, our count. Yeah. With me, Phillip is 2-3. So, I mean, that speaks for itself. I mean, hey, Phillip just had all the breaks coming up.
So Phillip just had more breaks than people.
Yeah, Phillip had all the breaks coming up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, when he got with the ghetto bar and all that thing, I ain't had none of that. That's always been on Tree Man with my camp.
Well, so, okay, Phil had the brakes, and that's okay. I mean, when you consider yourself a true girls racer, you might not have ran as much as he did, but, you know, you feel like you like to try to make action, you want to try to make action, you know, hey, sometimes it will go, and sometimes, like you say, your car breaking, it can't go, whatever the reason is. What do you think about today? What's the difference today?
I'm going to tell you like this, man. I'm going to tell you like this, yo. Me and Philip been racing numbers of times. Anybody else who thought they were raising their head back in the day, I've gotten in the line with them and getting in the line with them right now. I ain't got no problem with it, but I'm not going to be up here blowing smoke. But it's like this here. I ain't got to speak for myself. A whole lot of people push the one button to speak for Tree Man. My record speaks for itself. I'm not scared of nobody. Ain't never been scared of nobody. Hey, if I had a car running back in, I was going to get in the lane. Simple as that.
Okay. All right. Okay, Tree Man. We're going to stand by, man. We're going to see what some other people got to say, you know, you're definitely a girl's racer. I mean, you stated, so hey, just stand by me. We're going to go to the line and see what some other people got to say. Sherry, who we got next?
Nikki, your mic is open.
Hello, Miss Sherry.
Hey, Nikki.
How are you doing, Tracy?
Hey, I'm fine, man. I'm all right.
That's good. Well, I tell you this here. Probably the best girls racer in Houston, Texas now is going to probably be the Twins because they ain't backed out for nobody. Nobody. I don't care who it is or who won the race, they will race. I don't care if it's a blow car or a turbo car, they will race. Now, that's my opinion. Now, that Tree Man race anybody too, you know, anybody. And, you know, hey, The ones I know, the grudge man race anybody? No. If Drake get back on the stage, he can race anybody, you know. It ain't all about the money either, but hey, you know, some people try to fade him, and he gonna fade them back. That's one thing about it, dude. Don't fade nobody, they gonna fade you back. You know, and I'm gonna tell you this here too. Tell them Little Sonny gonna be back, the Nova gonna be back, and we wanna hear about who's driving the car or who's doing this, because the twins gonna drive it. Simple as that. And if Harden wanna race, can we get it on? We don't got like no money right now, so we get the car running. If it run like we want to run, it's on. It is on. Them girls right there, out the Tree Man and the Twins, they will race anybody. Girl called, I don't give a damn what it is. That's what I feel about it.
So, in your opinion, the Twins is a true girls racers. Anybody out there now, Twins been coming around, they race, they going to bring actual track. So, you know, right now you would have to say today, you would have to say your opinion, you would have to say the Queen. Well, I'm going to ask you this here. The Queen is also class race. So the question was, does a true grudge racer, is there any difference between a true grudge racer and a class racer? The Queen is class race also.
The class race also. You're right.
Okay, do you see a difference between a grudge racer and a class racer?
It might be a little bit different, but I know the twins are good in both of them, you know, and I don't see no too many difference out of them out of their camp, you know. But some other people might be a little different, but them, they gonna do both. They're class race and grudge race.
Yeah,
you know.
I understand. I don't see people do both. Some people fare well in both and some don't. You got to remember there's always some exception to what people think about a grudge race and a class race. Some people are able to do a good job at both. If you one of the ones that don't think they do, take your hand down, push your one button and bring it back up. We're going to go to the line and see what we got to know. We want to know if there's a difference or somebody disagrees. We want to know why you disagree. If you're on the phone and you done spoke already, take your hand out and push the one back up, and it comes to the top, and we'll see. We'll know that you want to talk again and you want to comment on that. Let's go to the line and see what somebody else got to say. Let's go. Sure, we got it.
William Brown, your mic is open.
What up, William?
How y'all
What's going on today? Hey,
we're
doing all right, Will.
Like I always said, Trace, I mean, all of us came from drag racing. You know, most of us started in the street, you know, if it won't, but running every few nights, so running every weekend in the street, older or younger, you know, they have gotten away from the street racing as much as they used to, you know, in the past. But, I mean, only difference in class racing and grudge racing is just the money and the rules. At grudge racing, you make your own rules and you bet money. Class racing, you just, you're racing with everybody else's rules to equal out the field, and you're running for a pot. That's the only difference. I mean, I don't see no difference because regardless, you're trying to win, and you're trying to win money. And that's the whole thing about drag racing. It's just, I mean, you know, even in grudge racing, people class it up because you got the 29 class, you got the 28, and, you know, people, they won't go outside of their class because they're trying to equal the field up and they're trying to give themselves a chance to be able to win money and not just give money away. So they're trying to stay in their class. And, you know, I just think, I mean, a racer, a drag racer is a racer, and a good racer is a good racer. Regardless of what he's doing, he's still going to do the same thing, and you're going to lose more than you win anyway if you run a lot. If you don't run a lot, or if you're a person that say, well, I win all my races, that means you don't run a lot anyway. Because, I mean, anybody you look at in the past and of course in the future, you're going to lose more races because you got to learn how to win. If you know how to lose, you'll learn how to win. And that helps you out in drag racing. The more laps you get under your belt, the better off you'll be.
Hey, Will, let me ask you this then. I hear guys say, hey, man, this guy's a class racer. When he, you know, he's just like you said, running for the tracks money,
But when you ready to come to grudge race, I'm going to give a good example. I don't know if a lot of guys down this way remember, but I'm going to give one that I saw and I heard him talking about, and you elaborate on that. And it was all over YouTube. I'm going to give the race that I saw was between Promod and a so-called Ty Sportsman, which was Purple Rain running. And everybody knows and familiar with a lot of big-time racing run a lot at Piedmont with the Big Dog Shootout. Ronnie Gardner driving the Mighty Joe Young Camaro when him and Purple Rain raced. And I heard Rock made a comment, see, that's the difference between a grudge racer and a class racer. The pressure of grudging was on Ronnie Gardner to make him go red on just about what they figured could have been a showed-up win. But they say the pressure caused him. I'm just saying, you know, I understand all that go with height, but give me your definition or opinion about that when so-called races come over and good money's on, they're running a high-profile grudge car. Have you seen any pressure? You done been in the same situation, because I know you done ran Rock a couple of times. I'm just asking, do you see or feel any of that pressure? Is it any different than when you're doing your thing at an ADRL event and you're going up there round after round? Do you feel anything? Is the adrenaline any different?
No, I don't think so. The only thing different about it is in class racing, everybody gets the butterflies and nervous for first round. Because first round is your toughest round. Once you get past first round, you pretty much relax yourself. You pretty much say, okay, well, everything is good. You know, I got a chance to win this if I keep up with what I got. At grudge racing, all you get is one round. So, of course, you're going to be more hyped up and the butterflies going to be in your stomach because that's like first round. And that's all you get a chance to do at first round. You don't get a chance to go to second round or third round or semifinal. That's first round to you. So that's why that's the only difference in it. And that's why you feel a little different. It's not that you're under pressure. It's just, you know, there's just nervousness of, and the butterflies in your stomach are just being a first round.
Okay. That's your take on it. I understand it. I can see your point on it. One shot, one kill when it comes to grudge. And the same percentage it is in class racing. But if you make it past that round, you're relaxing up a little bit more. So you know you got by one round. You don't have that same option in grudge. Okay. Hey, I appreciate it. Hang on, man. Somebody might want to say something to you about it. We're going to go through the line and see what some other people's opinion. If you on this line and you feel different or you disagree, push the one button and tell us why. I done heard people say it. There is a difference. We want to know. Push the one button. We're going to go to the line show. Who we got next?
Okay, I'm going to try this one. 832-8258. Is this 832?
That's another phone I was on. This was
okay, going. Okay, Tree Man. I thought it was you again. All right. Let's try this one. 713-5145. Your mic is open. 713-5145. Your mic is open. Okay, they're not paying attention, Tracy. That's it.
They're not paying attention. Okay, man, you hear guys say that. You know, I was asking guys to give some names of some people. I thought I'd hear a lot more names because, like Batman said, hey, there's over 250 cars in Dallas. Hey, it's a lot of cars up there in the Houston, Texas area. I know, Will, there's a lot of cars out there. What do you say? Hey, I mean, okay, Will, let me ask you this. Hold on, I got somebody that did. I got some. Okay, go ahead. Will, you from the North Carolina area. North Carolina, Virginia area. We got guys that started to travel this way. We got guys that's traveling. We're coming towards Rockingham. Your opinion, let me ask you this. To you, who do you consider your way as some of the true grudge racers?
Tony Bass is somebody that everybody knows. You know,
north, mm-hmm. east, west, don't care where. You know, he's a true grub racer, but, you know, that goes back to putting
that nugget in his spot. I know that.
Putting an ass on his belt, you know what I'm saying? He races all
bad.
The time, and that's what makes him a good grudge racer. And that's what makes him a good racer, period. Either way, if Tony Vance wasn't involved in grudge racing and he was just doing bracket racing, he would still be a good racer because he got a lot of laps under his belt, and he's not scared to run, and he knows what he's doing. Tony Ryan is a good grudge racer. You know, he'll jump in one car, jump into another car. He's scared. 9 times out of 10, he's not scared to, you know, race nobody. I mean, they got a couple of other good guys, you know, that I would say there's true grudge racers. The twins from down your way, you know, just a little mm-hmm. short time that I have spent with them and met them and watched them race, you know, they're good guys. And, you know, you can tell. 9 times out of 10, you can tell a good driver and a guy that's real calm and cool, collected, and you know, and relaxed. And that 9 times out of 10, that makes a good driver when you relax, because, you know, once you get in the car and all that noise and everything, of course your adrenaline is going to run. But if you're a real calm, relaxed guy, you're nervous, you're pretty sure about what you're doing, that also makes you a good driver, in my perspective.
Okay. I understand that. Hey, man, appreciate it, man. We're going to go to the lines, and we're going to see what some of these other people got to see. I hear some very interesting conversation and opinions about what people think. What's shocking to me is, you know, I've talked to some folks, and some folks, you know, they say different, but, you know, hey, I'm pretty much in line with what's being said tonight about people. I mean, I believe you can do both. I believe the racer is in the heart of the individual. You know, just some people are fortunate enough to class race, but those same people also like the grudge race. You know, but you got some grudge racers that call themselves just a go-getter, don't feel that they can do it. But hey, it's just a matter of opinion. You know, one person that come to mind was Phil. Phil made a statement out there. You know, he's from the Houston area, and Phil been around a while, you know, and he grudge raced a whole lot, you know. He did class race back in the day, but I guess it's a different with the grudge. And he also made the statement, he felt like he was the legitimate, the only legitimate grudge racer in the Houston area. A three-man came back and made the statement that Phil was just a little bit more fortunate than some of the others because he had the opportunity to drive so many cars. I mean, you know, it's a matter of opinion about what people think. Hey, man, we'd like to hear what some of the others got to think. You know, it's a lot of grudge racing, man. Some people, you know, just can't do it as much as other people because, like Batman said, sometimes guys want to bet big money and you might only want to bet. You want to race, but you really can't match money. And some guys, meaning which I agree, some guys put the money price up there so high, I feel like, personally, they try to race stop. Because if you really want to get it on, and you're going to make some test hits for free, and if I can make that test hit for $500 or $1,000 or $2,000, I'm going to try to make it. Some people want to make it. I'm not going to do it less than $5, or I'm not going to do it less than $10. I know that that's part of their game plan, but you're going to make 2 or 3 test hits. You could have went home with a little money on the winning side than going home with no money, and you spend your time and fuel and nitrous and everything else after the track. So, I mean, something to think about. You know, guys, what do you think? So go to the line. Anybody else want to say something about it? Push the one button, because something got to happen. I mean, I heard it 2 or 3 times. Somebody hit your mic. The people saying time have changed. Somebody might need to be muted. I hear a lot of noise. Times have changed.
Okay, Tracy, hold on just a second. Anybody whose mic has been open, if you've talked on the show before, I've tried to leave everybody's mic open. So just mute your phone, and that way I can leave the mics open. I don't have to go through and try to find out where the noise is coming from. Okay, Tracy, go ahead.
We got another hand because, you know, hey, I mean, I agree. We are in a different time right now
versus where we are 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago. We're in a different time. Whether people want to believe it, accept it or not, we are in a different time. Things were different 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Things are different. I mean, me personally, I don't believe in certain areas the money is out there like it used to be in grudge racing. But some folk continually like to put the money stakes up high. And I think that scares a lot of good grudge races from going on. That's just my opinion. That's just my opinion. We're going to go to the line. Does anybody else want to comment on that? Or want to take a spin in another direction about it? Push the one button to gain that. Go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead.
Like I say, class, you got really three or four different, you got four different types of racing. You got street racing, which is really based up and put up under the grudge racing umbrella because you're out there betting money. And you're doing, you know, you're making up rules as you go. You got class racing and you got match racing. And I have been fortunate enough to do all of them. Match racing is you're just going out there and you're put against an opponent and you're getting paid to do it. And, you know, and that's the only thing different because you're still racing and you're still racing to win. You know, most grudge guys can't go out there by themselves and don't have a good crew or a good team to hang behind them at travel with them. Most one grudge guy can't go out there and run every weekend and lose and win because, the money is not out there like that. So most grudge racers, they get prepared for certain events or they got a good crew as a, like Primetime. Primetime got a good crew. And Tony will tell you, he don't bet all the money himself. Everybody in the crew bet money. So, of course, you can go farther with that when you got more people contributing to it. But, I mean, and you got guys that class race like myself. I class race. And I'm fortunate enough that me and my dad, we can afford to go class racing and race if we want to, if we have to race every weekend. And we can mix in some grudge racing also because we're a team. You know, we put together when we put it into a pot. It's not just me by myself. It's not just my dad by myself. And I'm pretty sure if it was like that, now unless we just had a whole bunch of money just laying around, you couldn't do as much racing with one person as you can do with a crew or a good team that contributes to everything that's going on in that racing team.
Hey, man, I agree with that. I mean, I made a statement last week. You know, it's a lot of cars around here. In the state of Texas, we're trying to do some things. Sometimes, man, it might be good for people to, you know, when you're traveling, is try to team up sometimes and help each other out. I mean, help each other out when you want to go somewhere, especially when you start crossing these state lines and try to make a race. Because, hey, some teams are fortunate enough, they got some people in there with some deep pockets to help out, and some teams are less fortunate, like myself, don't have the money to go out and do it like you want to because you really can't afford to. So, you know, hey, it's probably a lot of me's out there. You know, I remember once upon a time, it didn't make no difference. I go to track and it didn't make no difference. We'll kind of run the stakes up there a little bit and try to bet it. Today's time, man, it's harder. It's harder on people. And like they say, in certain areas, if the stakes was to come down and we don't have to be worried and embarrassed about what somebody going to say because I want to run you and I only want to bet you $500, you know, hey, I tell you what, that $500, if you can win, it's a good payday. I don't think too many people on this line make $500 less than, hey, say less than five seconds or whatever. You know, I don't think too many people can make it, you know.
You got a lot of girls raising out here. The reason why they don't race, too. There's a lot of sensitive guys out here. Man, I ain't never seen so many sensitive guys in my life, man. I mean, back in the day, a lot of guys weren't sensitive. Hey, man, you either get up there and run or you sit back and watch somebody run. I mean, a lot of these guys now, and the race is so political now, man. I mean, you got this. You got that. You know, this and that.
My thing is, as a girls racer, man, if I'm gonna race somebody, man, I guarantee you, I'm gonna do like I'm playing football, man. I'm gonna have me a playbook. I'm gonna look at all the plays. I'm gonna see how fast this guy is really going, and see if I can actually match up with him, man. And if I can't match up with him, I'm just gonna leave him alone. You know what I'm saying? But you got a lot of sensitive guys out here, man. I mean, these new wave guys that done come in racing, man, they are very sensitive, man. Man, you can say something, man, these guys go to crying and whining and want to sell their cars and all kind of stuff, man. I mean, if they can stop being so sensitive and just race, man, and just have fun, you know what I'm saying? Man, it's a lot of guys, man, I guarantee you, man, they call run, man. But they so scared to run to get up there to try to win, you know, because of somebody said, well, man, that guy right there run 450s. You know, a lot of these guys, man, let me tell you something, one thing about me as a girls racer. You can't tell me nothing. What you only thing you can do with me is turn that light on up there. Because if I got my mind made up, I want to run you, I don't know if you're going to show me that you're going to beat me, is turn that light on down at the other end.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree, man. I mean, you know, that's a good take. You know, hopefully people listen to that. Some people might agree with it. Some people might disagree with it. But that's just the way it is. All we're doing is just trying to make some sense, trying to get understanding. Try to put it out here, man. You know, we understand that things have changed, but we still want to try to make action. Hey, anybody else put you on my share? We got somebody else on tape. I'd like to hear what they got to say. If someone already spoke and have another comment, you can jump in.
I got a comment, Trey.
Okay, go ahead.
Trey, let me ask you something. It's just your opinion. Okay, like old buddy said, a lot of people try to play the money game to keep a lot of racing going on and keep somebody from going down on the ass. In your opinion, do you think the old Jack's crew do that? It's your opinion.
Do I think the old Jack's? Or you said, do I think the old Jack's do that?
Yeah.
The old Jack's, wait a minute. The old Jack's, I'm glad you said that. The old Jack's is probably on his phone sharing that. I did see him on the phone.
Let me see what's on here. The old Jacks, you know, want to run for a certain amount of money, and sometimes I think, you know, it scares races off. They not notorious for it. The most notorious name I know is Mighty Joe Young. Now, you know, every team had a way of how they want to do something, but I think the Mighty Joe Young have it worse than anybody. Now, they have a fast car. But there's a fast car out there was willing to challenge them, and I'm speaking about the 5-speed car, and for whatever reason it was, they couldn't make it happen. They only ran that car, to my knowledge, in a couple of grudge races last year, and a whole year went by. Every team going to do their program the way they do it. It's just my opinion. It don't mean nothing. But to answer your question, Tree Man, there's more than just those folks out there that I believe hide behind the dollar amount. I mean, I don't think we have it as bad here in Texas. I believe people here in Texas that I know, they'll race with a lesser pot just to get it on. But when you start across them state lines, some of them people, they run that money up there. And if you don't do it, won't make a race. That's my opinion. Anybody else got a comment? Step in.
Hey, let me comment on that, Tracy. I'm going to tell you the reason why I asked
Tracy,
you that.
Tracy, Tree Man, just a second. I'm sorry. I do have HD on the line, and his mic is open.
Okay, well, Tree Man, address that to me. Address that to me. Address that to me. And you got a lot of noise. Tree Man, address that to HD. What's up, HD?
What's up, Tracy?
Your name came up. I spoke my opinion on it. Tree Man is on here. He want to ask you.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey. Take
it. He did on
there.
I hear you. He did on
there. Yeah, I asked you that in your opinion, because, I mean, every time, you know, the conversation came back, when it was involving running OJ, just like we were trying to get OJ to come to Texas last year, they were saying they would come to Texas for $10,000. That was on the, the Post Out Joe show last year when we were doing that racing. And
right.
Reason why I say that, on average, everybody on this end already know when you're talking about $10,000, you're talking about a federal number. But on that end down there, they can talk about $10,000 all day long, and I don't think the Fed never much better out. That's why I asked that question.
AZ, the question was, why is it that you were trying to make the money match so high, and if you want to race a guy, but they don't want to race for your numbers, that you were shy away from the race?
Damn. You asked me two questions.
He said, okay,
why we want to race for so much money?
That was part of the question that what Treeman was saying, that they want to make a race. They want to get you down here, but you want to make the price kind of high.
Well, I don't see why he could really say that we're trying to make the price high. There's four of us into this car, right? And we're talking about running for 10. That's only $2,500 a piece, you know. Plus, to come out there, you're looking at probably $1,500, $2,000 out there round trip. Thank you for your hotel and back then. So I don't see where that kind of money is out of proportion, really. Because vice versa. Go ahead.
Okay. So he answered that. I mean, that makes sense. He says four men borrow the car, that's $2,500. Yet you got, say, if I wanted to run LJ's car and they wanted to come down for $10,000, I got to put up $10,000. If I lose $10,000, I lose a hell of a lot. But they only lose $2,500. I mean, I can understand what he's saying. Ain't no, I mean, yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. We don't try to buy no race, because if we had a track and both cars are at the track, we would run for way less than that. But just to take up and go that forward, you know, you got to make it worth your while and our while, really. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you your opinion since you're from up north, AD. I'm going to ask you your opinion. You're from up north. Now, let's take it. You're up there close to where Mighty Joe Young them are.
All right.
You're up there close to where Dawes them are. You're up there not too far from Edmund. When they trying to get you out of race, have the amount of money ever stopped the race?
I just told you, if we all had the track, we would race for way less than that. But to pick up and go, we're not. You said we're close to who now?
Yeah, if you're close up there from where Mighty Joe Young is, where Dobbs them are. So, in other words, you're saying if your race is close around there, then y'all price don't necessarily have to be as high. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Well, right. People, the reason why they're asking is this. You know, we're going to have some cars that we're going to be coming north with, and you got some guys that teamed up, you know, not with a lot of people, and just like Tree Man stated, hey, man, you know, you got four people to come with that 10. I might have to try to go with that 10 by myself, which he probably guaranteed to have people be with him to help. To run for that 10 if that's what it had to be. But he's saying, you know, if it was that close and the guy say, hey, man, let's do it for 5. You said if we up that way, then you just said, I guess, that y'all probably work some kind of deal out.
Right.
Okay, I'm like, will y'all work a deal out of me and run me for $1,000? I'll try you.
I tell you what, Tracy, we're gonna do a promo race, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to get in that race. I don't think that race is going to be out. I forgot what it was. I'm talking 5-speed, and he's saying that I think everybody agreed to bet whatever, but it wasn't a lot of money. So if you get our name, where are we racing, and we got to run against you, yeah, we'll run you for $1,000.
because it's going to be X amount of dollar up already. In the, you know, in we have to put an X amount of dollar in the race to get in the race. And I don't think it's a lot of money. I don't think it's a lot of money.
Okay. Glad to know that. Let me catch
you.
Will
you be locking in on that?
You said we're going to be at the track, and you're probably going to do that race. I'm planning on being up there. Let me see you having a bad day, and I'm going to lock you in.
Okay.
You heard what I said, right?
Yeah, a lot of ifs. You said you sent them a lot of ifs.
That's all I can do at this point in time. I said, let me see you having a bad day, and I'm going to lock you in.
You said, now you're trying to see. Now you was if before,
that's
now you're trying to
see. That's what I said from the words they go, AC. That's what I said from the words they go.
All right. I'm going to do whatever you want to do, Tracy.
We were just the question came up, and I know you was on the line earlier, and we wanted, you know, guys was asking that because down here, man, you know, guys, they're racing a little different, but you stated your case and your point, and I'm very understanding. Four people, $2,500, that ain't bad.
Right.
We see that, okay?
Right.
I mean, I don't follow that.
That's why we say that most of the time, yeah.
Okay.
They're having a race. I hope you guys do this race in Rockingham. A couple of guys out of New York, I hope they do this race, and you'll see how guys do it on East Coast.
Well, we're going to be in Rockingham. We all agree we coming to Rockingham July 4th and 5th. Fifth and 6th.
Right.
We coming to Rockingham.
Okay. Well, I'm saying a couple of guys in New York, they got a deposit up now. I'm hoping they'll do that race at Rockingham. Yeah. I'm hoping
they got a good deposit. They got a good race.
They got 5 on 20.
Right. It might be 10 of them guys getting that 20 or 15 of them guys getting that 20.
You're right. That's what I'm saying. You're absolutely right. It ain't one person betting this money, man. Ain't no one person can stand that kind of action. I don't care who they are. You can stand if you win, but if you lose, you might have to eat some beans the next week.
Hey, I hear you. Well, let me ask you this. Since our topic was about a true grudge racer, HD, you've been around for, y'all don't know, this is HD from the old Jack. HD, tell these folks how long you've been around and who do you consider a true grudge racer? What is a true grudge racer? I hear you say that. I talk to you on the phone sometimes, and I hear you say this. Give me your definition of a true grudge racer, and is there any difference between a true grudge racer and a class racer? Let's hear. You're an
old-time
legend.
A true drag racer and a class racer, is that different? I personally don't care to race a class racer, me personally. And I consider myself as a true drag racer. I don't like to race a guy that runs class. And simple reason because his time is out there. Yeah. Things have changed during that, man. I mean, this ain't what way we used to do it. Things that really
changed. So you do see a change from how it used to be the way it is now. You see a big change. And that's one thing I ask, you know, hey, man, have things changed that much? And you've been around a long time. Have you seen a change that much?
Yeah. I mean, extremely. A whole lot. Guys think, first of all, like I'm going back to them guys I was just talking about. These guys are old school, too. We used to didn't care if we didn't race once or twice a year, three times tops. Now these guys want to race every week or two or three times a month, you know. That's, to me, that's a class racing guy. A grudge racer is a guy, you get a grudge, but not to the point where you want to get physical with nobody, but you just want to whoop on these people, you know. That's what I call really grudging, you know. I used to race this guy in Jersey, John Askew. Well, we used to have some big grudge racing, man, and we was friends after the fact. But no arguing and carrying on like it is now. No getting mad, and we should bet. I mean, a lot of money too.
So, what do you think have made it to change so much? What do you think it is? Your opinion. You've been around. What do you think it is?
I don't know. I think a lot. I mean, personally, I think the internet and the radio shows coming into play now. It's a lot. Like right now, you could go to the track. We used to go and race. And they won't nobody see us racing.
Now you can go to the and race and grudge race somebody, and somebody can have your cell phone and send your race to their friends right away. You know? Take the fun out of it, really. And they just got to know what you're doing.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Hey, anybody got anything they want to ask HD or anybody in any other group that they got a quote they want to take a spin of this? Hey, go ahead. Your mic is open. Your mic is open. Start talking. So everybody agree with what they heard so far. Nobody have a different of opinion about this grudging. Nobody have a different of opinion. If you do, push the one button. I like to hear you say, we both had guys lock up today. I know Big D, you out there, push the one button. I know you want to lock in somebody. Push the one button and we can see if we can make that happen. You told me that you want to lock in a race. So if you out there, Big D, push the one button and we'll see you.
Hey, most of them guys are on this show now, most of them from Texas.
Most of the guys on here are from Texas. Boss, you got somebody out here in Texas you want to call out?
No, because it's too. I hope y'all come down here on the 4th and 5th.
Who you got your eyes on down here besides me, buddy?
Now, you can't cross the Mason-Dixon line. You know, I told you that.
Excuse me?
You can't cross the Mason-Dixon line.
Well, I'm going to cross it, but I'm bringing me some goddamn company. I just want you to know.
All right. You bring what you call down there, too, you said, didn't you?
Who?
Roy Jane.
Yeah, Roy Jane coming. So what are you saying? What are you saying?
I told you. Come to the track, see? I don't count my ability before.
Hold on. You talking in Texas now, buddy. Roy Jane is coming. What you saying? You got Roy. Got a lot of Roy Jane fans on here. And Tree Man is on here listening, too. So what are you saying? You probably asking somebody. Buddy, we got a company down here.
You said Tree Man got quiet when I got on the radio, didn't you?
Tree Man is on here. He might have stepped on another line, but, you know.
Hey, I ain't quiet. I ain't quiet. I'll get in the lane with old Jack. I get in the lane with anybody.
You coming to Rockingham, right?
I'm going to be in Rockingham.
All right. All right.
I mean, shit, like Faison told you, I cool come. I mean, pick your flavor. I mean, hey, we'll be there. Say, you coming from business, man.
Now, hey, you all these are nicest cars, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're nicest cars. Every car we're bringing down now, we got some back half cars got turbo, some back half cars got nicest, but most of all the chassis cars that's coming down now, big car cars, they're nice.
Say, old Jack.
Yes, sir.
You know, you probably don't know who I am. I done talked to you 3-4 times. I mean, a lot of times I didn't have my, you know, when I talked to you, I didn't have my car. But you'll know who I am when I get there and you see me face to face. Because I done talked to you 5 times. I mean, but, you know, for me and Roger James, the twins, crew, we ain't scared to race. We coming to race.
All right, okay. I know Tracy and I know the short guy, Tracy.
Hey,
what's his name?
Hey,
talking about?
Hey, Dave, remember when I was on the phone trying to get the lock up with Rock? You was on there with us. Remember that?
That's okay.
Remember when I was trying to lock Rock up with the Camaro?
Yeah.
And y'all said that I tried to trick somebody?
Not me, man. I didn't say that.
That's Tree Man. You remember Tree Man? He came to help the hook.
Say, me, you, Dressler, we sit in your trailer at Mississippi last year, and we talked, me, you, Dressler,
right.
I mean, you done seen me, you done talked to me 4-5 times.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Trace, you got me shaking in my boots now, Trace.
No, I don't got.
So I want you to know. Hey, Tracy.
Go ahead.
I have my nightgown on. If I ready to go to bed, I'm shaking it.
All right, AC.
Oh,
yeah. I know you're trying to pull a fast one on us, AC. I know you're trying to pull a fast one on us. I'm just letting you know we're coming and rocking now, man. So, you know.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Where are we going? We're going to go to the sharing. We got anybody next? Anybody got any comments?
Okay.
D pushing one button. He wants to try to lock in tonight. D from Houston area wants to lock in. He pushing one more share. We got anybody?
Hey, what's going on, Tracy?
What's going on? Who is this?
This Big D.
What's going on, man?
Man, under the weather, what's the deal?
Well, what's going on? I know you want to try to lock somebody in for a race, so you still able to do that?
Yeah, we can still lock it in.
Let's see if we can get him on here. Sharon, you got Killer's number?
Do I have whose number?
Killer Williams.
I don't know. Why don't you send it to me?
You have his number. Big Sleepy from Elgin. Okay, well, I mean, if you ain't got his number, I couldn't get him. If somebody out there, I know you have a lot of those guys looking. We got Big D on the line. He want to talk to Killer. So if we can get Killer on the line, Big D have something to say to him. So, you know, Killer.
Kenneth, your mic is open.
That's me. What's going on?
What up, Killer?
What it do, man?
Not much. Got D on the line.
What's happening, David Big Sleepy? What you want to do?
Well, what you want to lock in?
Shit, man, we can do something. We can lock 2-on-4 better.
That sounds good.
So,
how y'all want to do it? What time y'all want to do it?
Shit. I don't know, man. What you think, D?
Well, you know, he's coming from out of town, so I let him pick the time.
Well,
8 Mile Poultry. What time y'all want to be in the lane?
Man, at least I'd say about 7, 8, something like that. That cool? What,
because I'd rather try to do it a little earlier.
Yeah, that'll work. 6?
Say about 6.
All right, that'll
6
work.
6 o'clock in the lane, in the lane, locked and loaded by 6 o'clock. This is April 6th, HMP, correct?
That's
yes,
right.
Sir.
Down in
okay.
Houston. So what we doing? One car, one kit, right?
Yeah.
All right, Pro Tree, 8 Mile, that's what we're doing.
Pro Tree, 8 Mile, track rules, right? Track rules, right?
Yeah, that's fine. It don't got to be all.
Let me explain something about in the lanes, ready to go by 6. Now, D and Killer, I'm just going to explain this. In the lanes, ready to go. Who y'all got as a DP man? Y'all got anybody want to be a DP man on this? Who y'all want to designate as a DP man? We don't want no confusion, no misunderstanding. We want to keep it straight. Who do y'all want to be the DP man? Yeah,
we can use Tracy, man. I'm cool with that. Tracy, you PPP, man?
Okay, well, this is what I'm going to ask y'all to do. When y'all come to the track, when y'all come to the gate, y'all bring me y'all $200. Both of y'all bring me $200, that'll be y'all lockup. And I'm going to be in the staging lane right before 6 o'clock. Both of y'all have to be in the staging lane. Ready to go by 6 o'clock. The only thing that'll stop y'all will be the track. But y'all have to be in the stage lanes, locked and loaded by 6 p.m. ready to go. Is that agreeable? Do both of y'all agree to that?
Yeah.
That'll work.
Y'all want to flip a lane in the stage lane? Or do y'all want to flip a lane when you get there? So maybe one of y'all might want to test in a certain lane. How do y'all want to do it?
We can flip the lane when we get there.
When do y'all want to flip? Right before the race? When you put your lockup money?
We flip out right before the race. That way, did he still want to make him a shakedown or what?
Yeah, you get the shakedown. Y'all got the six. Y'all got all day to shakedown, but lock and loaded by six. So what I'm saying is, D said he want to flip right before the race. Tell him what you say.
That'll work. Right before the race, we'll flip.
Okay.
That work, D?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. All
right, so it's four or better, right?
What is that?
That's two on the lock for 400 or better.
Yeah, no, there's 200. When y'all come to the gate, y'all find me, give me $200. Each one of y'all give me $200. Y'all got to race for four or better. You got to be in the lane by 6 o'clock, locked and loaded.
I don't know about that better shit. I say for 400. It don't get no better than 400 with me.
Hey, I ain't mad at you, man, but you might have somebody say, D, I got 100, and now your folks just went to 5. Somebody, I know what you said. The race is 400. If somebody will have been with you and it turned up to be 500, you okay with that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
With me, remember, it's stop at 4.
I got you. I just say 400 or better, because sometimes you have your friends that ain't here now show up and say, man, I got this, I got that. And you might put 200 in your pocket and use that 200 to make that 4. How y'all do y'all business, that's on y'all. So, you know, it's just a minimum of 400. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That'll work. That'll work. Okay. We do it like that. I mean, okay. If you show up with a hat, now we learn how to throw that hat in too. I'm just pushing. We back-ass cars. We straight, right? I ain't trying to come up with no 600 cubic inch motor now, man. We talked about that already, right?
Yeah.
We don't talk about how big the motor is because we can't see. I think it is, but y'all locked and loaded. Y'all agreed on one tip.
That'll work. Yeah. April 6th. Yeah,
we
listen there. 6 o'clock in the lane.
Ready to go. In the lane, ready to go. I mean, in the lane, ready to go. Only thing to hold you up is the start line people. Y'all got to be locked and loaded in the lane, ready to go. Not in the lane and you ain't at your car. In the lane, in your car, ready to go. We're going to try to get you out there.
So, this going to be D driving your car, right?
Do what?
You driving your car and I'm driving mine.
I might not be feeling good that day.
Well, you might have to pay that big D, man. Yeah, hell, I'm talking to you, so it's me and you.
We said the cars. Who we racing now? We racing the drivers or we racing the cars?
The car can't go without the driver.
It'll have a driver. It should have me in it, though. Like I say, I'm the only one spending money on it, so shit, I drive it.
So you locking in? He said he locking in with you driving. What are you saying, D?
I say I see what happens when we get there.
Well, y'all money locked, y'all got
an
agreement, so I'm just trying to make this
we
official.
Locked
the
cars,
one said you said I see, so you have to make it official, understand and be the blank. You said you spend money on it, it'd probably be you. He said he locking in with you. Well, I'm saying to make it official, sound like y'all said two different things.
What I'm saying, is he running me or is he going to run the car?
Well, hell, man, you can run. It don't matter. We can leave the cars and me and you run for that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we go down the track on foot, too. Hell, that's all good. Then we get
okay,
back to the street and me and you get in our car.
So I'm going to have to ask for some land now.
Well, Well, if, I mean, shit, it all depends on what you look like that day. If you want to know what, I might give you a little bit.
Yeah.
On that car. So when them cars, we heads up, me and you,
with the car,
yeah.
You know,
you.
With the cars.
We're gonna bring a little
nightclub
with us, so goddamn,
make
sure you're right.
Kenny, I see you on the
thing,
man.
Sound like we got a hang up. I'm listening to y'all.
I want to get it right. So Big Day, it's me and you and he's driving these cars, right?
I said we'll see what happens. We supposed to run these cars, not the drivers.
Well, the driver can't go. The car can't go without the driver. So me and you are the drivers, right?
So you go not run the car because of the driver? That's what you're telling me.
But that's who I'm getting with, the driver that owns the car.
Yeah, I own the car. So,
my car.
Okay, that's you.
And we get it on. Now, you know, if somewhere to go down, you don't feel good, we need to make another pass, you want somebody to drive, we might do it. That's same with me. Some go down, I fuck it. Well, let find the old homeboy go and you know, we do it like that the next time. That's square. You know,
well, like I said, we'll see when I get there. And I say most likely it should be me driving the car.
So this lock-in money is me and you.
I didn't say that. We locked in the cars. We ain't like me and you. We locked the cars in.
Me and you are the car. We are the drivers.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with you. And one thing, I ain't going to do a whole bunch of arguing with you. Now, if you can't understand, I say, it might be me, it might not be me driving the car. Now, if you running me, are you running that car?
I'm running you.
Oh, well, shit, I don't want to run you. I want to run the car.
I'm running you. In your car, you running me
look,
in my car.
Look, I already feel bad. I'm not going to sit and talk about it all night. Don't even worry about it, Tracy. We can cancel that lock in here.
Yeah, like I don't have agreement, so
yeah.
I don't have agreement. I mean, I don't have agreement, so I'm just, y'all got to get this straight, so we got two different conversations going, and Right now, it's not official. Right now, to me, it ain't official.
It ain't official.
That's what I'm saying. See, that's what we were talking about the other night, that me and him was going to hook up and you know, you're going to drive your car.
I'm already running your car in the blind. I ain't never seen your car before in my life. So, why you worry about who's driving my car?
Because
you're going
to run the same
with
me or
somebody else
driving it. No, I own my car and
I'm driving my car. Yeah, what's the driver got to do with it? Just race the car.
That's right.
He called me about it, so it's me and him on the drive.
You got a bad-ass car that he's scared of.
Scared of
who? Yeah, you got a bad-ass car that he's scared of. Well, what they got to do with a driver? If you can drive, you can drive. If you can't, you can't.
Well, he ought not be scared. What is he scared of?
The man say he want to race his car. He ain't worried about the driver. The man say he want to race his car. You
but
be scared of
driver.
The driver that's in the car.
Is he the driver?
See, hey, Tracy, that's what I'm talking about, that political stuff. What matter what driver's in it? You race the car, not the driver.
Well, if I was wanting to run the driver, then I should have called the driver of the car. I don't need to be talking to him.
You sound like you're looking for an egg. Sound like you're scared.
It looks like he told me about it. So that's what I want to do. When the men him make that pass and whoever else want to get it, he can call John Force if he wants to. After we make that first pass.
Internet people, we finna lose you. People on the internet, we finna lose you. We got a few more minutes. You on the internet, we gonna lose you. Hey, so I'll be right now, man. I'm stuck on the drive. I'm stuck in the middle. I'm just the middle man. So
I'm just listening to the people.
So me and Dick, we can still do that, huh, Dick?
Like I said, you worry about who's driving the car.
Well, we're both going in on the blind. I ain't seen your car. You ain't seen mine. You called me the other night by running, so I said, well, yeah, me and you do it. You told me I'm 400 pounds. I told you I'm 75 on you. I was like, fuck it, let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Did I see? I seen your car too. I seen some of it. Hell, half of it's fiberglass. Shit. Mm-hmm. I ain't crying about that. I got an all steel car, but the hood, right?
That don't make.
I ain't crying about what you got on your car. I said we can run them cars. That's what I want to run, that car.
We'll do that.
That's what we're supposed to be running, right? That's what we're supposed to be running. Ain't that what this race is about? Running these cars?
Did me and you talk about it the other day?
Like I said, Tracy called you, and he called me, and we talked about doing something. Like I say, I ain't really want to run you because I'm running you in the blind. But one thing, you say you used to bracket race or whatever, and you know that I'm a new racer. So right there, you already got advantage.
That's bracket racing. Bracket racing for all life, man. I don't know how to run pro life. I'm new to this.
I don't either. So what? I'm willing to run my car.
My car's not that fast, so I'm taking a gamble anyway.
Okay, well, you got two slow-ass cars. Let them go.
That's me and you. Me and you, let them go. That's what I'm saying. We do that.
So I said, let the cars go. I'm trying to change my words up.
Come on,
we got a couple. We still got 4 weeks or more before April.
All right, well, hey, Dean, I guess y'all stuck right there, man. Right now, it ain't official lock-in. We got time. Y'all can make a decision. We're going to move on. We got some other calls with their hands up, see what they got to say. Y'all close. It's just a little agreement. Right now, we're going to go to somebody else, and if somebody change their mind, say the hell with it, y'all let us know before we get out there, and we'll put it out there. Hey, Shino, who we got next?
Troy, your mic is open.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Hey, what's up, Troy?
Man, I've been told agreements with Batman before this sensitivity ordeal. I listened to it earlier tonight. And then I came back in, and that's prime example. That guy, Big D, I think is his name, he won a race his car versus the other guy stuck on the driver. It's like you asking Tony Schumacher to get in his own car and drive it. No, he got drivers for that. You know, you racing a car, not the driver to me. And like Batman say, that's why a lot of these races ain't happening, because people want to pick on this and pick on that. You know, man, if your cars are closely matched, just race them. You know what I'm saying? So we can get some action here, and the spectators can see grudge racing, because, I mean, we ain't been seeing grudge racing lately in a year and a half, man. And these crowds are slowly, slowly diminishing, and, you know, people ain't coming out to the grudge events like they, you know, used to. And that's all I got to pretty much say.
Okay, yeah, I mean, this is a problem. Sometimes when you got guys close, guys got different things they try. But, you know, hey, I would try to negotiate the race and make a race. And sometimes, you know, I wouldn't get it. Some people worry about drivers. Some people don't. I mean, if I think I can beat a car, me personally, I don't give a damn who in it. If I think I can beat it, I don't give a damn who. But, you know, that's
important. I don't give a fuck.
You know, maybe they'll work it out some kind of way. I mean, we'll have to see. Anybody else got a comment on that? Or got somebody they want to call out? Or got a lock-in they want to do? Push the one button and say it. Or if your mic is open, you got something you want to say, your mic is open.
Hello?
okay. Don't seem like nobody else got nothing to say. We run a little bit after the hour, so what we're going to do here, we're going to see what happens next week. If there's a topic somebody want to talk about, a race somebody want to bring up, hey, feel free, man, to call me, text me, send me here on a topic you want to bring it out. Until then, we're going to go to the line and we're going to do final comments. Sharon, let's do final comments.
Kenneth, your final comment.
Hey, D, you still there?
Yeah,
is D still online? We still locked in? He didn't go to sleep on me, did he?
No, he there.
Somebody's sleep.
Hey, D, he there. I'm the only big sleepy around here, man. Hey, look here. We're going to do something or what, man? Somebody nudge him. Somebody nudge him, Trey.
I think I see that.
Hey, D, you still there?
Hello?
D, you still there? D.
Yeah.
Hello?
He there, Kenneth. That's he there.
That D?
Yeah.
That ain't none of D, but anyway. Say, well, look, yeah. we still locked in?
Kenneth. Y'all didn't come to a full agreement on who's driving, you know. So if you willing to lock him in and don't give a damn about the driver, then it's locked. If you worried about the driver, then it's not locked. What are you saying?
I ain't worried about the driver. Fuck it, it's locked.
Okay, D, you get that, D?
D?
Yeah.
He said he ain't worried about the driver. He said it's locked. What are you saying?
Hey, look here. Hey, I'll tell you what we do, Trey. I'm giving him somebody else driving this car. You give me lane choice. Now,
we're going to flip for the lane anyway.
Huh?
Remember, you wanted to flip for the lane anyway.
Well, since you're not driving, we're going to have to do something. I can't give up everything.
Man, it don't matter, man. What lane you want, just get beside me. That's all you got to do.
So, Kelly got lane charge, you got any driver you want. That's what y'all saying? D, that what you saying?
Yeah, he could have lane charge.
He got lane charge. Kelly, D get to drive his car, whoever he want to. Y'all 200 on 400. Bring me the 200 when y'all get to the gate. Y'all locked in lowly in the staging lane, ready to go by 6 p.m. April 6th. 8 mile heads up, pro tree track rules. Everybody agree on that?
That's
bad.
Sounds good.
That's
okay, y'all locked. Y'all locked. Okay, all right, man. Appreciate it. We got that done. Okay, go on and finish final comments. Go ahead, Chef.
Okay, before we go into final comments, Tony Thorne, go ahead.
Okay.
Tony, where you been all night, man?
I've been at work. I just got home.
Oh, well, go right on. What you got to say, man? Go on.
Is Alley Cat around here tonight?
Huh?
Yeah. Alley Cat.
Is Alley Cat out here? I ain't heard Alley Cat. That don't mean he's not on here. Alley Cat, if you have to put the one button.
Hey, Jack, that nigga won't hurt his ass.
Huh?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, if Alley Cat on here, put to one, but if somebody can get Alley Cat on their phone, we can't call out because they got the number. If somebody can get him, then we call him on a holiday. So, you know, you get the person to see him, see how they're going to lock it away for something. So, if anybody can get out of the phone, if you're on the phone, call him. Somebody can use their mic. They got a lot of noise. Somebody in the wind or doing something.
That's
what
we got there.
So, we'll go on down there. Somebody can get out of cat. We'll come back, Tony. Just hang on. Maybe somebody can get him on their phone. I don't see him out here.
Yeah, I want to see if he wants to do something in his lifetime.
Yeah, say it again, Tony.
I'd like to see him or do anything in his racing career.
I hear you, man. I've
been watching these races the last 3 years, and I ain't seen this alley cat do nothing but want to pick on a bunch of street cars. Let him get beside this silver Mustang.
I say, hey, can somebody please get Alley Cat on the phone? We can't let Tony come on here whooping without giving the big bad Alley Cat a chance to defend himself. Can somebody get Alley Cat on 3-way? We after 9 o'clock. We can't call that after 9. Can somebody please get Alley Cat on 3-way? I can't click over and call on my phone. I don't have one of those fancy phones.
I always see these pictures of Alley Cat car on every banner, but I don't never see that car beside another car in the lanes. See, if he's having a hard time finding somebody to race, he can get beside this silver Mustang any day, any place.
Well, let me see what we got there. We got some, I'm quite sure somebody, I see some, a lot of Houston numbers out here. Somebody get Alley Cat on, man. I see some folks out here. Get Alley Cat on. Don't let Tony Thorn come on here talking about Alley Cat like that. Somebody get him on the phone. Y'all know Alley Cat can talk for itself. Somebody please get Alley Cat on and let me know, push the one button if you got it. If your mic is already open, just say you got it. Because I can't call out. We got a lot of folks on here. I see a lot of Houston numbers. I'm quite sure somebody. Nicky was on here a while ago. I know Nick. Wait. Hold on, my text is blowing up right now. Somebody blowing me up with text, so somebody must have it. Hold on. Hey, Birdman is out here. Birdman, Penny is out here. Sheriff, can you open Penny's mic? I think Penny got something to say. I think he looks like he's looking for the Mississippi Nightmare.
Penny, your mic is open.
I heard Mississippi Nightmare wanted to run the Birdman in Houston on the 6. Is that true?
Thanks for calling Alley Cat Racing and Production.
Yeah, he made a statement that he was going to do something. He wasn't worried about the Birdman. So let me see. We got anybody in Mississippi on there. Sharon, if you, somebody on here can get Mississippi Nightmare on the phone. I know it's hard to call out.
I'm scared to put down here.
Well, get Alley Cat on.
I heard it go to Alley Cat's voicemail. I can't call out.
Alley Cat got another spokesman. He got another spokesman. Horace sort of speaks for Alley Cat. They're in the same team. If anybody get Horace, somebody he can. Him and Alley Cat got the same camp.
Hey, Birdman.
Get out.
Birdman.
Yeah, I'm here.
Tony Thorne.
I knew it.
You give me the hit on the 6?
Do what?
You give my silver Mustang the hit on the 6?
Nope.
Who are you talking to, Tony?
I'm trying to talk to Birdman.
No.
That ain't the Birdman.
Yeah, I know it ain't. Hey, you give my silver Mustang a hit on the 6, and you can have lane choice?
I don't know. Hell, Gary's on here. Somebody get Gary on. Chime in. Maybe he'll do it.
If
you ain't got nobody to race, that's all. If you can't find nobody to race the 6, I'll take the hit and run you.
I don't know. I don't know anything about your car, Tony. What do you got?
No, 83 silver Mustang. Look like a goddamn dirt tracker.
All right. I don't know what it is. Back half car or what it is?
Yeah, it's a back half car, the true back half car. It was built back in 81, 82.
I don't know. Somebody get Gary on. He could answer this better than me.
Yeah, we got plenty of time. Just tell Gary give me a call someday or something. He wants to. Yeah, I can't find nothing on the 6. That's the only thing I can offer you.
Yeah. We might do that. I'll talk to him, see what he has to say. I know he'll run Mississippi Nightmare.
But Alley Cat can get it the 16th or 6th or any day of the traffic open.
think it must have hung up. Jack.
Okay, well, we ain't got Anna Cat on here, and I guess nobody got in touch with Sherry. So, Sherry.
Yes.
You didn't get Anna Cat, Gary, how about Mystery Nightmare? Did you have, you text
okay, that wasn't me trying to, okay, somebody's got some background noise. It's hard
somebody
for me to
hear.
Somebody
got some background noise. Can you mute your mic?
That wasn't me trying to call Alley Cat, but I did try to call Clark, and in fact, we're probably recording on Clark's voicemail right now, so Finney, if you got something you want to say to him, you know, you can say it. He'll probably get it on his voicemail.
Okay. Okay, Mississippi Nightmare, it's a Birdman calling you out for April 6th. Head up, HMP. Be there, be square.
Your recording has reached maximum length. Message sent.
Thing,
so, goodbye.
It went too, so. Clark have a show coming up on Thursday, so we can get him, but that went too. Okay, man, we didn't get Anna Cat calling, so we'll just have to wait another time. We're going to go on down the line, man. Appreciate everybody. We're going to get final comments, and we're going to call it a night. And everybody get ready to do what they're going to do this upcoming racing season. Don't forget, first grudge race coming up next is March 16th, Eden Raceway, followed by March 23rd, Dallas Raceway. Don't forget, Boom Racing this weekend. I forgot, No Problem Dragway, Invasion of Louisiana. It's coming weekend. Not this weekend, next weekend, March 9th. So we got March the 9th, March the 16th, and then March the 23rd in Dallas, and also April the 6th coming up in Houston, followed by ACI in Dallas, and Attic in May. So we're going all the way up to May. We're going to do this to try to get recognition to everybody race before we go on to the later month. One thing we're going to try to do is make sure we put it out there so everybody be well informed and come take advantage of these shows, try to get people on, try to get people locked in. It's better when you can put a, you know, talk to a person one-on-one, and we're just going to try to make it happen, man. Hey, we do final comments, we're going to get out of here. Come on, Sharon, continue going.
Okay, Finney, do you have a final comment?
Nope. Was just looking forward to talking to Mississippi Nightmare. I thought he was going to be here. So y'all have a good night. Be safe.
Like I said, he got your message. It was recording the whole time, so he got it.
Me, Benny. I'm generally on his shows on Thursday, Benny, and he be talking plenty of shit. So make sure I get his tail on there. So when he has his show, he be talking shit to them folks out there waiting about what he's going to do when he comes to take.
Benny, I can do something for you, Benny. On Thursday night, if you want me to, I can call you, and you can ambush him on his own show.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Do that.
I'll get you on his show.
All right. Thank you all. Y'all have a good night.
Okay. Tony Thorne, do you have a final comment?
Yeah, y'all all have a good night tonight. And tell old Alley Cat when he gets ready to race, give somebody a call that'll get in the other lane with
them.
All right, we'll be sure to do that. We're going to make sure we get on here next week, Tony. Tony, quit coming on after 9 o'clock. What you be doing? Set your clock, man. Set your watch.
I tried to get on at 8 o'clock, and it took me all the way to 8:45 to get through.
I was full. Okay, all right. Well, we'll try to get the tape next time, and we'll try to get you on. I know you like to bring action. We always want to get people on and go try to make some action. So,
yeah, I'm looking for some locked-in races, the 6th and the 16th of the Silver Mustang.
Okay. Come on next week and text. If you can't get on, we'll give you on. Let you give a shout-out to people and try to make some action, man.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Go on, Sharon.
William Brown, final comment.
Yes, Tracy, good show, and, you know, y'all guys have an open mind about, you know, this racing thing, because the more people you got racing, the more races you got, and the more money that's floating around, so don't hate on nobody that's doing something different. Always appreciate that they're involved in the same thing that you're involved in and have the same kind of frame of mind.
That's
okay,
it.
Okay, that's good, man. That's good. It's good to keep it quiet. Tony Thorne, you still there?
Tony just dropped off.
Oh, wow. Somebody wants to holler at Tony. I had Gary on here. He's on the phone. He wants to holler at Tony. So anybody can get Tony on three right quick before we get out here, let us know. Keep on going. We'll see if we can get him on here. Just hang on, Tony. We're going to try to, man, Gary, we're going to try to get Tony back on here. If somebody can get him on three-way right quick, until then, come on, Sharon, we'll keep rolling.
Tree Man, final comment.
No comment. Nice show.
Okay. All right, man.
Phil, final comment.
Hey, I had said that earlier that I was really the only true grudge racer, but it's one more that he dead game, and that's Tree Man. And, Trace, I enjoyed the show, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, man. Just thank you. All right.
Batman, final comment.
Well, I'm kind of coming. I'll tell everybody, man, they ain't number two lanes, Hall of Fame and a Hall of Shame. We done all been down both of them, man. Whether you win, lose, or draw, man, just play the game like it's supposed to be, man. Keep it player, man. Keep it player at all times, man. If you're big enough to lose, you're big enough to win. It goes both ways. So like I tell everybody else, man, we all been on both sides of the lane. Just keep it racing.
That's right. Keep it racing. We ain't do just keep it racing. Okay.
It's on you, Tracy.
Okay, hey, good show. Hey, one more time. Did Gary or Tony, did anybody get him back on right quick before we get to here? Okay, we'll have to try to get that on next time. Hey, man, good show, man. Like I say, the show is for everybody. It's about trying to make action. It's trying to make some things happen in the world of grudge, learning about what it takes. Some people think, you know, it's the money. Hope some people heard that. Maybe we can make some more action. Some of the races don't bet so high. Man, let's try to support everybody in every event. Here in Texas, man, let's just try to do some things a little different than what we did. Well, everybody have a good show. Hey, man, until next week, man, we see y'all at the races. We out of here. Bow wow, yippee yo, yippee yay. Bow wow, yippee yo, yippee yay. Bow wow, yippee yo.